Blow for breakfast.
It's a good way to start the morning.
She moved in the morning and all day.
Triple M.
Help us out in a nutshell with some of these things, because the Prime Minister has sort of thrown out $190 billion worth of stimulus packages. I can't even wrap my head around how suddenly we've got $190 billion. But anyway, stimulus package for everyday families. What are we going to see out of this $190 billion?
Sure. So, I mean, I think the thing to kind of understand for everyone is that the government's really focused on kind of keeping struggling businesses alive and employing people as long as possible. It's kind of the shutdown kind of pauses the economy. So really for families, I'd say there's probably four key things they need to understand if they're without work at the moment. I suppose the first one is the temporary increase in the New Start or the Job Seeker allowance, and that's from 560 a fortnight to 1100 a fortnight, and that's for the next, I think, 6 months for people that are out of work. For people that are, and that's number one, but number two is people that are already on the New Start allowance, they should receive an additional bonus, a once-off bonus of $750 to help them see through, spend the money, keep the economy rolling on. Third point would be for people that have lost either income kind of more than 20% or their hours, or they're a sole trader that's lost revenue, they can access some of their super, and that's 10 grand up to June this year, and then 10 grand from 1 July after that. And that again has helped people see through and kind of just survive what would be a 6 month lockdown and pause on the economy. And really the fourth point to understand is that the banks, in regards to your mortgage, have indicated they're willing to put that on hold for up to 6 months. So if people are struggling to figure out how they're going to pay their mortgage and kind of pay the bills, and certainly call the bank and see what they can do. And they've generally been very receptive to helping people out at the moment.
Now, how do everyday Aussies access this? Because we know that the website had some big issues when everyone jumped on it. And also, there's been big queues at Centrelink as well. How's the best way to sort of tackle this and get the process started?
Totally. Well, I don't think there's any way to get around, unfortunately, the kind of the queues and the website issues. We've had a lot of our clients and people we know that have just had to wait either on hold or keep trying. So I think that will eventually subside as kind of they work through all the backlog. So certainly you still need to go to Centrelink and jump online or call them to get access to the government allowances. You contact your superannuation funds in regards to drawing down that $10,000, so whoever you kind of got your fund with, and then you just call up your bank, and they've generally got a dedicated kind of phone line you can call. And again, the waits are going to be long, so I think everyone needs to brace for that, but they'll eventually get through the backlog, and I suppose just in this tough time, just need to be a bit patient with that, because it is overwhelming for those organisations as much as it is frustrating.
Yeah, and they're probably trying to do their best as well as keeping a safe workplace and everything, so they may have to pare back. So I guess we've got to keep that top of mind as well. It's not like just us are going through the crisis. This is an international, this is a worldwide crisis at the moment.
And I think it's worth noting that all those organisations are hiring more people. Yeah, so some people are starting day one and they're just trying to help out.
Yeah.
So, I think you wanted to understand that.
Now, no one can really predict what's going to happen in the future, and that's the big thing at the moment. So, no one knows which direction this is going to go. But as far as more stimulus packages, this idea of that it's going to get scaled up seems to be the rhetoric that's sort of coming out at the moment. And this is sort of phase one or phase two of what the government plans on doing. Do you have any predictions on what may or what could potentially come in the future?
Well, I certainly think there needs to be some sort of assistance for renters. So if people have lost their job, and they can't pay their rent, that there needs to be some sort of government assistance around that. Either it's putting a pause on paying rent for a while, which would mean whoever owns that property needs to put a pause on paying their mortgage. So I know the government's considering that, but I definitely think that's going to come out. I think there's still a gap in regards to startup businesses. Those who aren't going to be able to access any kind of cheap loans or anything else the government's coming out with, there needs to be some action around that, which I know the government's considering, especially in regards to venture capital. A lot of these businesses rely on venture capital, and they're not looking to write any checks anytime soon because of the market, so we need to find ways to entice that. And also a lot of these startup businesses rely on research and development grants, which is paid normally after the end of the financial year. We need to find a way to bring that forward to keep those people and those businesses employed, and in the long run, keeping those growing kind of disruptive businesses continue to last and to grow in the long term, because that's going to help us in terms of employment over the next 5-10 years, not just this year.
Exactly. These are all things to help us get to the other side, and there's going to be more to come. Lachlan Grant, CEO of Vital Edition, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Pablo for breakfast.
Triple M.